Radio Moments.
Here we go with the 20. Lost Hermits, Hermits, the Isley Brothers, and Liz O'Connor, and brand new at this week's number 20.
The voice of Fluff, Alan Freeman, who died 7 years ago this week. Kicking off this edition of Radio Moments.
Get it now on two records or one long playing cassette, just $7.99, including postage and packing. Exclusively available from Teledisc, and not in the shops.
Alan began his radio career in Australia, and this week Australian commercial radio celebrated its 90th anniversary on the 23rd of November 1923, 2SB launched in Sydney. Changes in the UK this week, 35 years ago. A new international frequency plan was implemented for AM across Europe, letting many stations increase their transmission power. It was just a shift of 1 or 2 kHz to get them all 9 kHz apart, so Trent, for example, moved from 998 to 999. But the BBC seized the opportunity to jiggle about just about everything.
Radio 2's on the move, 2693 or 909 kilohertz. That's 433 or 330 meters medium wave. Radio 2.
So Radio 1 moved from 247 to 275 and 285. Radio 3 ended up on Radio 1's old 247 wavelength, much to the surprise, I imagine, of listeners expecting Bach and Brahms. And Radio 4 moved to Radio 2's old home on long wave.
And that's where we have to say a last sad goodbye to all those very good friends who we know have been regular listeners on the continent of Europe to 1500 metres long wave. Sorry we're losing you, but hope you've enjoyed listening to us. We'll be back on VHF after the news.
It's Thursday, November the 23rd. This is BBC Radio 4, serving the whole of the United Kingdom on 1500 metres, 200 kilohertz, and on VHF FM in England. Welcome. We're glad you found us.
Radio 4 going national meant the end of its regional opt-outs and the creation of a new Radio Scotland this week in 1978. Happy 35th. It's 25 years now since the UK's first full-time oldies stations launched. The regulator, the IBA then, had told stations to provide separate programming on their AM and FM frequencies. And after experiments, County Sound launched County Sound Gold in June 88. The Trent Group launched Solid Gold Gem AM in October. And this week in 88, Capital followed suit.
The very first record I played wasn't in fact Flowers in the Rain, which I opened up Radio 1 with, but it was in fact Reach Out, I'll Be There by the Four Tops. For me it was quite interesting because we were playing music from the 60s and the 70s in those days, and I of course was doing the breakfast show. I went back on the breakfast show 6 until 9 o'clock it was then, and I thought, now here I am again, years and years on, playing exactly the same music at exactly the same time in the morning.
The early days of Capital Gold. Happy 30th birthday this week to BBC Cumbria, or as it was called at the start, BBC Carlisle.
I felt that if I felt the nervousness, I felt all the listeners must be nervous as well, and so we were all in it together, and we did the opening announcement. I think my very first words were on 206 and 397 metres medium wave and 95.6 VHF. This is BBC Radio Carlisle, The Sound of Cumbria. And then we played the big jingle.
Chris Rogers, the first voice on BBC Radio Carlisle this week in 1973. This week, 18 years ago, it was farewell to this voice.
Stuart Henry!
Help me! All right, lads, are we blast then?
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. The weekend, baby, is starting right here. Now, once again, I have returned to be with you, my friends.
Stuart Henry, much loved on Radio Luxembourg, where he continued on air with his MS. Staying with Radio Luxembourg, we should also mark this week the 19th anniversary of the passing of Stephen Williams. Stephen was an early presenter, early producer, and a commercial radio pioneer. In 1933, he'd become the first English presenter on Radio Luxembourg, and he managed that station too.
I do look back that we had some very happy times then, of course, and it was awful fun having a
a toy with an enormous broadcasting station that you could more or less do what you liked with.
Stephen Williams, head of the English operation and the chap who reassembled that huge radio station after the war. The station struggled with finding advertisers at that stage, unlike Capital Radio many years later. And this week, 8 years ago, its owner, GCAP, announced it planned to halve the number of ads. Never more than two in a row, they promised. In the short term, Chief Executive Ralph Bernard back then said that GCAP wouldn't put airtime prices up and revenues would fall by £7 million in year one. City analysts and media buyers described that policy as brave. 2007 now, and XFM comes to Cardiff.
As the great man said, this is my truth, tell me yours. Let this music speed through the geography, crisscross the rain-ravaged rivers and wild winds of our tiny, massive country. This is a liberation transmission. This music welcomes all skins, all voices, all languages. For music bridges all divides. This new comfort in sound, this new beginning. So God show me magic. Thank the Lord we're Welsh.
The launch of XFM South Wales this week, 6 years ago, now its capital. So with BBC Birmingham becoming WM 32 years ago, and Paul Burnett's 70th birthday.
Here's a dedication on the programme from member number 13930 in the Club 208. The name is Kath.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.